we got you a gift that we hope can be used in many ways. You can use it as devotions, as you just use it on a regular daily devotions. It may be that you'll come into some difficult times, and you can turn to the book and look up a topic that you're struggling with, and it'll give you some verses to help you through that. And the Lord may lead you to be able to minister to somebody else. They come to you with a problem, and you're like, I don't know. Well, this will give you a quick guide to be able to help them in their situations as well. So we hope that it'll be a blessing to you. Scott, would you pray for our graduates today?
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for each and every one of these young people, Lord. We thank you for the blessing of life. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us so greatly to have these kids in our church. Lord, I just pray that you would place your hands of protection upon each one of them. I just pray, Lord, that as they take this next step in their life, that they would keep their eyes focused upon you, that they would see your hand leading and directing in their lives. And I just pray that you would give them the guidance and the wisdom and the understanding they need as they proceed from here, Lord. We ask your blessing upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you. You can be seated. It's been a privilege over the years to see each of these young people that we're about to honor with their camp scholarship, to just see the development in their lives, that God is at work and the effort that is placed is not wasted. And we've got some of them that have already moved on and graduated and now through college. Got a couple of them here that's already graduating college this year. And so it's been a blessing to see that. As we design the camp scholarship program, we recognize that you cannot educate somebody into heaven. You have to come to a place that you understand that you're a sinner, that you are separated from God, that he sent his son to die on the cross for your sin, and you have to call upon him to save you. We cannot educate them into heaven. And yet, as we design this, we desire to keep the truths in front of them from a very young age. And those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior have the Spirit of God in them, and he uses the Scriptures to give them a foundation for life. And we have, as Dan shared last week, the patience of the Word, the patience and comfort. So we place a lot of emphasis on Scripture memorization for these young people, knowing that the Word of God is powerful, and it does a long-term work. What they memorize today may not give them an immediate benefit, but we know that he is continually working throughout their life. And so we place a lot of emphasis on that. We also give them some other tasks that we hope would develop them intellectually and spiritually. We encourage them to read books. Oftentimes those books are stories of missionaries and those that have served the Lord in the past. Some of them are books as they get a little bit older into the high school years, try to encourage them to read something that would challenge them, maybe help them think about different areas of service. And we've seen a lot of benefit from that. Also, as they get into those high school years, we try to make it more and more difficult as they grow up. They need to be maturing. They need to be pushed a little bit. We want them to get up on stage so they can get used to being in front of people. We want them to do certain activities, acts of service, speaking to their friends about Christ and developing relationships and boldness in those relationships. And so we can't force maturity, but we want to at least create the fertile ground in which that maturity can take place. And so we've really been blessed as we have gone through years of this. And so today, I think I had 13 different young people that involved themselves this year. And trying to impress upon them, it's not about getting 100%. You get 100%, you get your way paid to camp. But anything that you do is really going to be a benefit to you in the long run. And so if you don't have the time, especially some of our seniors are very busy at school and stuff, and they may not find the time to do all of the lengthy things that we're asking of them, do something. And so as we see the percentages of completion here, it's not something, we don't look at this and grade you and look down on you if you haven't gotten to 100%. We rejoice that you have participated, and we pray that God would make that effective in your life. So we have it divided up. This year we have three different age groups. We don't have anybody competing in the very youngest age group this year. So if I can have Aaron and Jacob and Bethany and Shala and Elizabeth come up, and we want to get the mic prepared for you. All right, that should pick you up a little bit. Did you bring your Bibles up? I was going to say, if you need help, I need the Bible that you memorized out of. Here we go. All right. Aaron's at the top of my list here. And she read the 10 Girls book, but I didn't catch the full title. Can you tell us something about the book that you read, or one of the favorite characters in that book? Okay. She did read the book, I'm pretty sure. You also memorized Psalm 1. Is that right? Okay, if you want to go ahead and quote Psalm 1.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf shall also not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The heavens declare the glory of God, and his firmament shows his handiworks. Day unto day utters speech, night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language that his voice is not heard.
Okay, thank you. I think you jumped over into Psalm 19. Okay. All right, Jacob. Well, Aaron accomplished 75%, and I made little kites there out in the foyer. So make sure you pick those up on your way home today. Those are for you. 75% for Aaron. Jacob, 87.5%. And you read a book about dinosaurs of Eden. What was your favorite part of the book?
The dinosaurs.
You like the dinosaurs. The Eden part didn't really excite you, huh? You also memorized John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9.
Yep.
You go ahead and quote that.
Jesus After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, and whoever stepped in first was healed from whatever, after this moving of the water was healed from whatever disease he had. Now a certain man is there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had already been in this condition for a very long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The man answered and said, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool after the moving, but while I am coming, another one steps down before me." Then Jesus said to him, "Rise, take your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took his bed, and walked. And that day was the Sabbath.
All right, good job. Bethany earned 90%, and she read a book about
Amy Carmichael.
You want to step up to the mic just a little bit there? Who was Amy Carmichael? What was special about her?
She was a missionary.
All right. Did she do anything unusual?
She rescued children from temples.
Okay. And you memorized Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, starting with verse 1.
Mm-hmm. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him."
Okay, good job. And Shyla, excuse me. Shyla earned 100%. She read a book, 10 Girls That Made a Difference. What kind of difference did they make? Remember any of the girls, what they did?
About God.
Okay. And you memorized Ephesians 6, 1 through 9 as well, didn't you? I should have had you both say it together. Go ahead. And
"Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you will live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And you, bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of the heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God
from
the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same gift, whether he is a slave or free."
All right, thank you. And then Elizabeth. Elizabeth earned 100%, and she did 10 Girls That Used Their Talents. And who is your favorite?
Mary Bridges. She, when she was little, she saw a boy who had leprosy, and she didn't like seeing bad stuff on nice days. And when she grew up, she became a doctor and got in a very bad wreck and couldn't barely move her body. And then she was still able to be a doctor.
All right. And you memorized Psalm 119, verse 33 through 41.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me your understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the paths of your commandments, for I delight it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes, which for looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. Yeah. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which is dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts, and revive me in your righteousness. Let your mercies come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word.
All right, good job. Thank you. You guys can be seated. We'll have Megan, Allison, Melissa, and Jonathan. They are on level 3. Okay, Megan, you read?
I read the New Answers book.
The New Answers book. What is that about?
Well, it has a whole bunch of questions and their answers, and it has a whole bunch of scientific evidence that supports the answers.
Okay, good deal. And then Allison, you read Victorious Christians.
Yeah, it's a book about lots of different Christians that stood out to many people, and most people know about them, like Amy Carmichael and Fanny Crosby and people like that.
Okay. And then Melissa, you read Don't Fake It, Say It With Love. What was that about?
Don't Fake It, Say It With Love is a book teaching you how to spread the good news with joy by Howard Hendricks. And one of my favorite things was he tells us how to be a communicating Christian. One of the big things that stand out to me is your attitude can show how you're communicating to others.
Okay. And you three all memorized from Romans 12, verses 3 through 21. So I'll just go ahead and have you all say it together.
For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith.
Having then gifts, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who judges with liberality, he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy, cling to
abhor
what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate yourself with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion.
Repay no one evil for evil, but have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Therefore, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, to live peacefully with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Okay, very good. So, let's see, Megan has earned 90%. Allison and Melissa have earned 100%. Jonathan earned 100%, and he read a book about who?
William Carey.
William Carey. Who is William Carey?
A missionary to India.
A missionary to India. All right, anything special you liked about it? Okay. And Jonathan memorized Psalm 119, verses 11 through 27. All right, go ahead.
How can a young man keep his way pure by guarding it according to your word? With my whole heart I seek you, let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. I delight in testimonies?
I don't think I have the version that you memorized out of.
His Bible's still there, Dad.
It's a difficult passage to memorize because of the repetitive use of terms for the Word of God. All right, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies.
In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your word?
Ways.
I will delight in your statutes and I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may behold wondrous things out of your law.
Open.
Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law.
I am
a sojourner on earth. Hide not your commandments from me. You rebuke the accursed, the insolent accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes.
Your testimonies
are my delight, they are my counselors. My soul clings to the dust, give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me, teach me your statutes. Make me understand the ways of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works.
Okay, good job. I think that's all for you guys. Go ahead and sit down. Okay, for the high schoolers, we're going to take them one at a time here. I have Ellen up first. Oh, well, I'll talk to you about the other thing she did first, and then we'll bring her up. All right. You read the book Early Earth. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It was about creation.
Okay, give me a little more than that. What did you like about the book? Anything memorable that stood out to you?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. And you did a word study using Psalm 25:5, and your word was truth. And what did you learn about truth?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Okay. Truth is meant firmness or faithfulness. And you said that we need to have God's truth. We need to be truthful and not tell lies. We need to act in truth, and we need to walk in truth. We need to serve God in truth. All right. And you did a missionary project? Or communicated with one of our missionaries? Who did you communicate with?
I communicated with Deb Edmondson.
Okay, and where are they serving?
To Boston.
Okay, and did you find out that they had any special needs or anything?
No, although I did send them some money to buy stuff with.
Okay, good job. All right, she says they're going to quote verses together with Maya. So Maya, you want to come up? This is Psalm 24 and Psalm 25.
The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may dwell in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
This is Jacob,
the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over you.
Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed.
Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
Show me
your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth
and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and loving kindnesses. For they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your name's sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord,
therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice,
and the humble he teaches his ways.
All the paths
of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and testimonies.
For your name?
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon
for my iniquities, for they are great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? He shall teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth.
The secret
of the Lord is with those who fear him.
And he will show them his covenant.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn yourself
to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distress.
Look.
That was it.
Oh, that was it? That's as far as you went?
Yeah.
Well, I was expecting greater things. Good job. All right, so Ellen, you did 100%, and you can go ahead and sit down, and I'll talk to Maya here. I thought I had your paperwork here. I guess I don't. All right, you read a book about George Washington Carver. Who is George Washington Carver, and why would I want you to read a book about him?
He was a black kid, so he didn't have as many privileges as other kids, but he was always interested in nature and plants especially, and he always had a desire to learn. So he went to school and grew there and in his faith, and he read a parable when he was younger about the parable of the talents, and he told himself that he didn't want to waste his life and he wanted to do something useful. So he helped farmers eventually and brought in like crops and stuff, especially peanuts, and he had to find ways to make farmers actually want to plant those to help their crops, because the conditions had to be just right for their crops to turn out. So he just wanted to help them be successful.
All right. Then you did a word study on the word blessing. You remember anything from that?
I learned that you're supposed to be blessings to people, and it meant like just along the lines of like giving yourself to people to help them out.
Okay. Thank you very much. You can be seated. And next we'll have Whitney. Okay. Whitney accomplished 75%, and she read a book on teaching to change lives. Tell me about it.
So I read the book since I'm going to college to become a teacher, and it was very good. It was all about incorporating biblical truths into the classroom, so I thought that was really cool.
Okay. And you did a word study on abide?
Yes.
I have your paperwork, so I can help you along a little bit if you need.
It means to remain in something, to be in something.
Okay. And what would be some applications?
Well, I took it from my passage of scripture, saying to abide in the Lord. So it shows the importance of staying grounded in God and in His truth.
Okay. What was the context of your verse?
John 15:4, abide in me and I in you. It's the vine and the branch passage.
Okay. And then you memorized John chapter 15.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Anyone who is not in me, he...
Okay. every branch in me.
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch in me that bears fruit, he prunes it that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them in the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I command you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Okay, these things I have spoken to you.
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. These things I command you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from the Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, but yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the words that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin, but now they have seen and also but now they have seen and heard
and they have seen and also hated
me and my Father. But all this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning.
All right, very good. Did I get everything here? I think so. I did. All right, thank you. And finally, we have Esther Riker. Okay. All right. Esther, you did a word study on the word delight.
Mm-hmm. Delight.
What did you learn?
What
did you learn?
It means to find pleasure in something. And yeah. It's been a little while, but.
Okay, is there any application for your life?
Even in hard times, we can remember that we can delight in the Lord for the things he's done for us, so.
Okay. And you were memorizing from Psalm 22.
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have Why are you, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear me. And in the night season, I am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned by the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted you. They trusted in you, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not ashamed. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach man, despised by the people. Those who see me ridicule me. They shoot at the lip, shaking their head, saying, let him rescue him, let him deliver him, for he delights in him. For you are he who took me from the womb and made me trust all my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. For many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls from Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like raging and roaring lions. I am poured out like water, and my bones are out of joint, and my heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is like dried potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws, for you have brought me to the dust of death. Many dogs have surrounded me, and the congregation of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far from me. All my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. For I will pray, declare your name to the brethren, and in the midst of the great assembly, I will praise you.
You who fear him,
praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he is not despised nor heard the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. For in the great assembly I will.
My praise shall be
of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek him will praise him. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you.
All right, thank you. All right, remember all of your papers are up here. Go ahead and come and collect them after the service. For some of you older ones, I went a step further this year and I wrote some things in there. It's in like red ink. Don't panic, it's not, it's just there for your edification, not to be critical or anything or to grade you or whatever. But just to help some of you that are still in those, you got several years ahead of you, to give you a better idea of what you can do with some of those things. And so just encourage you, I thank you, each one. Did a lot of work and really appreciate the effort that you guys put into this. So I can have a couple volunteers to pray for our camp season. Bill? And Sean? All right. We'll go ahead and close with that prayer.
Thank you, dear Lord, for the day you blessed us with. And we thank you for all these young people today that took forth the effort and the challenge mentally and spiritually to memorize these passages and read these books and do these.